Yeah, talking about Tecovas. Love Tecovas boots. Some of my favorites here. This upcoming concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop for the best in Western style. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring and summer, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Stop by your local Tecovas store today, have a complimentary drink or two, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores even have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it out to a store, visit Tecovas.com. That's Tecovas.com. They offer free shipping on all boots, as well as free returns and exchanges. And they ship right to your door. Go to Tecovas.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today. Yeah, talking about LiquidIV.com, promo code Nooners at checkout. You see us drinking it on the show every single day. Where would we be, Japes, without Liquid IV in our lives?
Dehydrated. We'd have headaches. We'd be tired, exhausted.
Yep.
Not be able to get through the day, get through work. We'd be sick all the time.
I'd be hungover.
Hangover.
Every single day. Love the Liquid IV. Liquid IV hydrates you with benefits like electrolytes, essential vitamins, and clinically tested nutrients with three times the electrolytes of the leading sports drinks out there, plus eight vitamins and nutrients in a single stick. It's clear why Liquid IV is the number one powdered hydration brand in America. It's just a little tiny stick full of powder. Pop it in 16 ounces of water. You're good to go. What you reckon, Jabes? Double or triple hydrated?
I would say double.
Whoa, I'd say triple.
What?
Nay. I'll say triple today. Huge fan of Liquid IV. Turn your ordinary water into extraordinary hydration. With Liquid IV, get 20% off your first order of Liquid IV when you go to liquidiv.com and use the code Nooners at checkout. That's 20% off your first order when you shop better hydration today using promo code Nooners at liquidiv.com. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Ross Patterson Revolution! Brought to you by GhostBed.com! It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas everywhere you go.
Turn.
Too early. It's too early for the Christmas music.
Why?
Yeah, no.
Nah, bro.
No.
Thanksgiving's over. It's time to fucking let it rip.
I think December 1st should be the day. Like, let's all wait till midnight and we make a thing of it and then go into Christmas December 1st.
No.
The moment you make me stop or start shopping for Christmas presents?
Yeah.
Black Friday?
African-American Friday?
Exactly.
Sure.
Christmas music goes on.
Exactly.
Okay. All right. Fair enough, I guess, for you guys. But there is something comforting about Christmas music.
Yeah.
Yeah. I lost the Sirius XM in my car. I'm not sure what happened.
You didn't pay.
It's on an auto pay thing. I think it's still in the stolen car is what I think it is. And then it didn't transfer. It's fine. I'll figure it the fuck out, obviously. Mm-hmm. But I went old school FM radio today.
Okay.
On the way into work. I'm going to say something mildly racist to start the show today, I think.
Mm.
There's nothing better than an old white man singing Christmas music again. I heard Frank Sinatra on the way here, fucking Elvis. There is just something about that old white man just singing a Christmas song, you know? Just in the goddamn spirit of it. I can't put my finger on it. It's comforting.
I don't think anyone would disagree.
Well, here's where I'm going with this. The next song after that was Mariah her fucking bullshit, All I Want for Christmas, and it kind of ruined it for me. I just wanted to hear old white men sing it. Not her. Not Mariah Carey sing it. I don't know that I can really get down on it, you know? But I do kind of feel in the spirit today, James. Merry Christmas to you. What do you want? Tell me what you want. I'll buy it right now.
What?
Yeah, what do you want?
A
razor. She wants a razor, a Polaris razor. For Aspen? Are we going snow? Somewhere snowy? We going to Aspen?
No.
Okay.
No. Right. No.
I just made that up, all right?
Yeah.
We've got a sweepstakes on Drinking Bros for a Polaris razor right
now. Oh.
Yeah, okay. And if you want it, I was just going to buy it or just rig the sweepstakes.
It's pretty sick.
Yeah, it is pretty sick.
Is it sick?
Yeah, it's dope.
It's like a little dune buggy.
It's so nice.
Okay. And does it have to be in the snow, though? Can you just dune buggy around everywhere?
Whatever you want. No, you can go through the woods. Snow. It's all terrain. It's all climate. Hurricanes. Yeah. Floods. You can go through all of it. You can drive through the fucking wall like the Kool-Aid Man if you want to.
Sure.
But that's up to you, Jabes, you know?
You could just like monster truck the little golf carts in your neighborhood.
Oh, yeah.
I would take that. I think it's loud is the only thing.
I know it is loud. Well, I don't know. It's been a while.
Our old neighborhood.
It's been a while.
A dude had one. And like the Facebook group was ablaze.
Yeah, they went ballistic on that guy.
Yeah.
But his was an old school kind of dune buggy thing. This is nice and new. Maybe it doesn't make a lot of noise. I haven't been in one in a few years. I was with Matt. We fucking flipped it in his goddamn backyard.
Mm-hmm.
It's got a roll cage, so we were fine. But man, they're fun.
Right.
Big fan.
Right.
We're back at it here right after Thanksgiving. A lot of crazy shit going on today. A lot of trials. A lot of people on trial.
Yeah.
Hunter Biden just announced that he was going to testify today in front of Congress. Live?
About
live
what?
On air? About his business dealings and all that shit. So that was a huge shock. We'll get to that in Drinking Bros podcast this afternoon. Because there's another trial going on right now. And it's Mr. Murdaugh. Mr. Alec Murdaugh.
I love this case so much.
Tell the people what this one's about. This is the financial shit, right?
This is the financial part of his whole downfall and criminal activity. The first part was him murdering his wife and child at Moselle by the kennels.
I kind of think the financial shit probably started first.
Oh, started first. Yeah. But I'm saying as far as being convicted sentenced.
Yeah.
So, yeah, he is one of our last, it's like a dying breed of this Southern mafia owning the whole town, you know, the dad's the judge, the brothers are the lawyers,
I miss it.
Gosh.
Simpler times, you know?
So true. It's
a
like,
guy could blow away his wife
can't
and kids.
We have slaves, right?
I know. What?
Now, what? We were warned about this.
Via
Reba McEntire.
Oh,
now what? What?
Don't get Bob started on a little Reba today. First day back from break, dude.
Don't trust your son to know backwoods Southern lawyer.
Yeah.
The night the lights went out in
Georgia, I believe. Yeah. Bob?
Sure.
I believe it was Georgia.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
know that song very well.
This is South Carolina.
The song was about them, basically.
Really?
Yeah.
And it was amazing that in the year, 2022, this kind of shit was still going on.
I know.
In the low country.
I'm looking at it now. They're just bringing up witness after witness to say how he ruined his life and how all this shit is going.
Well, so there's 22 counts, which means each one of those counts is someone that he either laundered money, breach of trust, forgery, tax evasion. I think the main things that maybe there's going to be witnesses for is things like when his maid fell down the front steps, died, no autopsy.
Did she fall? Or?
Yeah, exactly right. Right? She had her big McDonald's cup and the dogs just wound around her legs to where she fell back, died. Oh. Yeah. I've been doing this. I've been walking up these stairs every day with these dogs, as your maid for 20 years.
Yeah.
But this one day,
Dogs got crazy.
Just something fucking got crazy. Dogs it was got right crazy. Around the time that she was discovering his drug use. So, it's crazy that it is so obvious too,
it's
right?
Like,
really, the maid finds out about your drug use, and then she falls down the front like three steps.
She was shocked.
Do you know what I mean?
She was shocked that he was doing drugs.
So anyways,
she fell down the stairs.
Her son.
That Coca-Cola at McDonald's, though, hits different. You got to admit that.
It's changed for sure. And maybe the dog smelt something different in that sausage. In the McGriddle. Yeah. But the main thing with that is her son, her surviving son, Alex Murdaugh, went up to him and was just like, look, I've got insurance. Just sue me, essentially, and my insurance will pay you $4 million or whatever. So
yep.
Did that, but then he just went ahead and kept that money.
Pocketed that
money.
So
it was basically stuff like that, where he was just not paying clients, keeping the money for himself.
Yeah.
So 22 counts.
It's going to happen, okay? I'm sure he had things to do.
Yeah, he had a lifestyle. So, he had a Moselle.
I know.
I wish I had a Moselle. I mean, just a compound with like kennels for some reason and 150 acres or something, however many it was. And
I would want to simplify my life at that age, not expand it. I don't know why you need 148 dog kennels unless you're Michael Vick.
Well, you hunt, right? So you need hunting. Okay.
I'm not sure. Well, no, but I'm like with him. What do you need more than two hunting dogs? You don't need a full fucking kennel.
I think they boarded.
Did they?
That's how they found the video of him at the time of the murder. Was the son was sending a video of one of the boarded dogs to the owner. Like, here, they're good, taking care of them, whatever. And you could hear Alex Murdaugh's distinctive high-pitched southern voice in the back. You can't hide. You can't hide that voice.
No, you sure can't.
So yeah, this is kind of like, all right, you're already in jail. I don't know if he's going to have to pay money. What is the, he's pleading guilty.
I don't know
guilty,
that he has
but...
anything left at this point. So I'm not really sure what you do here. I mean, I'm watching it now. There's people coming up here and testifying like in his face. Some
I think
people
it's
are
victim
saying,
impact.
I forgive you.
Yeah,
some people are saying, fuck you. I hope you burn in hell.
Mm-hmm.
I hope you never breathe another breath of fresh air. That's going on right now. Things like that. But you kind of just want to get to it. Of like, all right, how many years at this point?
But he's already serving life, so I don't.
I know. So it's like, couldn't you have just wrapped this up? Did you need this too on top of it? Couldn't the judges make a fucking, here you go. Or does he still have shit left? Could he sell the houses? Could he sell the cars?
Well, I know Buster's out there.
Living his life.
So he must have money from the estate. And if they're suing the estate or whatever, I don't know.
And he's not answering the phone from his dad anymore. I don't know if you heard that.
Yeah, probably let that one go.
Yeah, he says he's...
Probably let that one go.
He's pretty busy. So I can't really do that anymore. Jail's wild like that, You get a big sentence and then that's kind of it. Would you fucking come visit me at like 22 years?
Nope.
Yeah.
Oh. What?
Sorry, what? Yeah.
No.
I know. It's fucked up, right? Yeah. Even hearing that, like, it makes my palms sweaty.
But you would already be dead because you said
more
than
10.
Yeah.
That's it. I'm out of there at 10.
Yeah, so if you were in for 10, I would visit you.
Okay. 22, though, you're like, hey, bro, I got shit to do. I got HEB. I got to pick up my HEB order.
Yeah, no. And they don't make it easy. Like, they always, like, put you in, like, a, prison that's really far away from your family. So it's, like, 4 hours I would have to drive and then...
Yeah.
Not have drugs on me and stuff, which, like, you know what I mean? Like, get searched.
The whole thing is just so fucking dark. Because one of the other ones that happened over the weekend was Chauvin. So Derek Chauvin from the George Floyd case there got shivved in jail.
Mm-hmm.
They had to perform, I guess, like life-saving measures. And then they got him, into a hospital and something else. But the creepy thing is, like, the family on TMZ was just like, we haven't even been notified. We don't even know what's going on. We don't know what condition he's in. Nothing. And I'm like, oh God, dude. So I looked back on it. It was, I think it was late, maybe Friday night or Saturday night. And I was up and I was like, I'm curious what happened to his life after he got that many years. Because he got 22 years.
Okay.
Chauvin.
Right.
He was married happily and all that stuff. And they immediately got divorced. She did an interview recently where she said, I don't talk to him anymore. I have no plans to. And I've moved on with my life. You're like, oh, fuck. And then the Danny Masterson thing. And I asked you about this because I didn't know. I guess a couple weeks ago, the wife, Bijou Phillips, had said, well, we're getting divorced and that's it. And I'm not going back. And then she was at nightclubs in fucking New York on Saturday.
Well, it should be interesting to note. I didn't realize this. I just Googled her to see what she looked like. Kelly Chauvin in a little bit of legal trouble herself.
Over what?
Tax fraud.
Oh,
got 20 days in jail and 3 years of probation. She has to pay nearly $38,000 in restitution. Pleaded guilty in February to two felony counts of aiding and abetting tax fraud.
Okay. So that was probably related to that whole trial.
Damn, dude.
Because usually what happens is you got to get a divorce. You got to put it in the other person's name and then get the fuck out of there because there's going to be civil suits against you.
Fuck. They listed their joint income. They underreported their joint income between, oh, okay, never mind, for 5 years as they left out like $500,000 in taxes.
Well, what did she do? She was like a former Miss Minnesota or something like that.
Yeah, she's cute.
It's a weird story. She's Asian, right?
Yeah, she is.
What?
Good for him.
That's what I'm saying.
I didn't say anything.
I think she escaped a country too. All right. Good for Derek at the time, you know?
No, I think she was Asian American, right?
Not really sure.
Yeah, she's Asian.
Not really sure. I like the escape story, yeah. Bob, did she escape? Did she escape like Laos or like a tiny country like that?
I'll look it up.
Man.
No, you said she was Miss something.
Yeah, but I mean, once you're here, everything's so fast and loose now, you can kind of do whatever you want, man or woman. You can just kind of run for shit and do it, you know? Right? I think that's how it works. As long as you live in the state, you can be that person, whatever it is, and then tell some crazy story how you came over on a handmade bamboo raft.
She competed for the title of Miss Minnesota. Oh, I'm sorry, the title of Mrs. Minnesota. So this is like a C-tier wives only fucking beauty pageant.
Bob, why do you gotta do that to her, dude? Pan of Jesse.
What happened? She's American.
Is she?
Yeah, she doesn't like throw coins in the fucking
engines of
in
planes.
In the engines of planes and shit.
Good rock. I don't know. All right. That's
no,
but
she's
we're asking the tough questions.
She's American,
today.
I think.
We're asking the tough questions because we all want to know. But looking at the Chauvin thing, whatever, regardless of...
can you imagine?
Oh, yeah. Sure
we're going to America.
Yeah.
Oh, what beautiful beach are we going to? Minnesota. What?
You get to Minnesota.
I was going
like,
to fucking America, dude.
No.
Hollywood.
No.
New York.
Minnesota. Fuck. Yeah. Ugh. But imagine, like, you have this this wife and this life, and then one weird day, man, and then you're in jail for 22 fucking years getting shivved, and your parents don't even know what happened to you.
I love how you call it just a weird day.
It was, you know, it was a real weird
like
day.
It was a really weird day.
Did you watch the entire footage of that?
Yes, we're not getting into that.
Can I ask you guys to do it on... Hang on.
Getting into
Can
that.
Can I ask you guys to do it on Crime Corner? You know, they just came out with a doc, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
And him speaking on the doc.
Yeah, from jail.
Is what got him sheaved.
So he calls from jail into this documentary. Mm-hmm. I just watched the trailer the other night, too. Oh. Ironically, right before he got fucking shivved. But I think it'd be rad if you guys covered it, just looking back at it. Because if you watch the entire like body cam footage from all the shit, right? They try to get that dude in the car like 30 fucking times, man. And he just right. kept jumping out of the car.
Yeah.
And then in tent, Javes. And you know that's what they got him on.
Yeah.
Which that charge is too high. The Supreme Court already came out and said, we're not going to do this, which is weird to me. Mm-hmm. I thought they would have actually, mm-hmm. you know, mm-hmm. I would have said 10, maybe not 22 years. I don't know.
Right.
You know, cover it. I'd like to see you guys do it on Crime Corner.
I don't think we will, but
why not?
It's not.
Joel's got a trailer.
It's not funny, dude. They do chicks getting their heads cut off right after they have a baby. Funny stuff.
We do hilarious things with no. We don't do anything political or controversial. It's classic
girl in a box.
Killing of your husband or killing of your wife or.
James, girl in a box.
Yeah, but there was nothing political about that.
Haunts my dreams forever. I go political. That haunted my dreams forever. And I don't know what you guys are doing on that show, but we got a card here today, this little postcard.
Oh, yeah, I got one too. Go
and
ahead.
And it just says prolapse.
Yeah.
In all caps.
If XO, you know, you know.
XO Agent Dube or Doobie, it looks like. There's a stamp over it, so I can't tell.
Mm-hmm.
I can't tell.
Yeah, if you know,
you
know.
I don't know what you do on that goddamn show.
If you know, you know.
I do know this. Joel just bought a trailer.
He did.
And that's sitting out back here.
Yeah.
And that's fun.
Yeah, murder trailer. It's so, like, art department couldn't have done a better job of, like, making, if we got a trailer and we said, hey, give people a budget, make it look like a murder trailer.
Yeah.
They wouldn't have done as good as what it is.
Is that the
it
one?
It is so perfect.
Is that the one where the mom died in it? Did the lady die in that one, Joel?
Not in that one, no. Mm-hmm.
Well, yes, a woman died in it, I imagine.
Right, but they're not talking about it.
Right, we don't sure. We don't have the info.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yet.
I mean,
yet.
Just look at it.
I'd take a...
They sold the evidence, basically. They sold the evidence.
I like it.
For cash. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Another listener sent in something about selling evidence. We did the JFK thing, you know, Creed versus JFK.
Mm-hmm.
Which was, you know, obviously the bigger deal on that day of November 22nd.
Mm.
It was Creed, obviously.
Yeah.
Somebody just sold the leather from inside the car where his head exploded in the back of it. And it's got JFK's blood and brains on it, which is creepy. Bob, look up how much it ended up going for. I saw it on the auction, but I didn't see the final price of it.
I think Softcore bought it, actually.
That would be rad.
Would you even take that, you guys?
Yeah, hell yeah. 46 grand.
46K. Holy shit, dude.
Let's see if we can get. Now, I look at this. That's a nice backseat.
Oh, look at that. That's
okay,
nice.
So do you just get a piece of the leather or you get the whole back seat?
It looked like two cut out pieces of the leather. Oh, there it is right there. Look at that. I'd just like to have that
just
hanging
a little
up above
bit of
your
brain.
Bedroom. Yep. Right in your kids' room. A little JFK juice all over.
I just...
Sleep tight, guys.
Yeah.
Dead JFK's here to watch over you.
I just... Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. There's that dude who buys all this shit usually. The guy in Vegas. What's it? Zach Baggins? Is that his name? He usually buys shit like
this. Yeah.
Real creepy shit like this. But
I don't get it, but there's... There's
people that love it
too, yeah.
And they sold it on the 60th anniversary.
So here are the auction.
To make a little more cash.
Here's the auction items you can get. You can get Lee Harvey Oswald's first gun.
Okay.
But did he use it?
Sounds cool.
If he made this shot from the book depository, then
no.
Yeah.
He'd be the best there is.
Yeah. That's
it was just
some Annie Oakley shit.
That was
just his first gun.
That was his soft hang gun. You know?
Yeah, that's more of a Jack Ruby gun right there.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
That's close range.
Another shot of the first gun. Bing, bang, boom.
Sure.
Jack Ruby bullet fired from the gun that shot Oswald.
I would take that.
Oh, shit.
Only $800?
$800 for the
Shut
bullet?
Up.
No, killed no. Oswald? You're kidding.
Bob, get it.
I will.
Is it on sale now?
I'll be following that link in a moment.
Wait, did he autograph the picture too? Did Jack Ruby autograph it?
Didn't he
I'm not kidding. Look at the top.
He got killed, I think, right?
This has got to be a joke, right? Because there's a Jack Ruby autograph and there's a Lee Harvey Oswald. Who's the other autograph on there?
Dude, I don't know.
There's four autographs on there.
That can't be real.
That can't
be. This is this top one. It's something Jones with a last name L.
Oh, maybe it was that. So it's the actual dudes in that photo.
Yeah, I think it's the. I don't think Ruby and Oswald signed it. Here's the bullet. JFK's.
You don't think they got Oswald?
They got Oswald right, like on the way to the hospital. Hey, man, I hate to bother you. Could you just one more? And then to Larry.
Okay, we saw Jack Ruby walking around outside, so we need you to sign something right now.
Right now. What do we got there? What's this one?
JFK's diary from 1945. This one will cost you $500,000.
Ooh.
Yeah, because there's a secret. Yeah,
some spicy stuff in
there. That's a black book.
Yeah, that's old school.
Yeah.
That's old school.
Whoa.
An original window pane from the Texas Book Depository. $25,000.
If it was the window that he opened up to take the shot, right. Sure.
Yeah, shot through, maybe broke one of the panels.
Yeah, that would be dope. But just a window, like, fuck off with that.
Picket fence from the grassy knoll. Were they just, like, stripping this down as soon as the assassination happened? Yeah, they the auctioneers down, just come in and...
They stripped down everything.
Wait, is this why the JFK podcasts are, like, blowing up right now?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the 60...
The Rob Reiner podcast. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He's number one on
He's
history.
Number one. I know.
Rob Reiner.
He's number one overall, dude, right now.
Yeah.
Gross. Is that fucking insane?
Gross. What's that one? Was that a letter?
It's just a signed
picture.
It's
well done. I'm just saying.
I know, but before, the one before there.
Yeah, this is just a signed picture to somebody. Says, to PETA, who helped make this fortune possible. Yeah.
Come on. You can't have
you don't.
To PETA. Who helped make this fortune possible.
There you go.
Very good.
There you go, Bob.
Very good.
It's a relatively easy.
But on the cuff, off the cuff, that's impressive.
Boston's not strong enough for me. I'm really just doing Mayor Quimby, which is, an impression of Kennedy.
Oh, yeah.
Sure.
And then here's the letter. Only $6,000 for the leather.
What does the letter say, though?
No, the leather. This is the leather.
Oh, the leather. Shit, for $6,000?
It's probably so small.
I don't know.
Taped together in the back?
Yeah, slapped together.
What's that, this?
The Zapruder film? I don't think this was for sale. They're not listing a price here.
Ooh, the original?
Do you need me to run that back?
I know. Don't play it again.
You want me to run
that back? No, we're on YouTube today. Hate us. It's election
day. Delco played it like... 5 times while you were gone, Bob.
We're in an election
on a
year.
Loop.
Yeah. What's that?
Texas Book Depository cafeteria table, $2,000. Can we just get it for the office?
No.
Yeah. By the way, that would be cool. Yeah.
No, I could buy something like that and then just tell you it's from there, and you'd never know.
Yeah, it's not cool at all.
It's not cool at all, unless there's blood and brains all over it. Nothing I need.
Oh shit! I need this shit.
What is that?
JFK's ties.
Oh.
All right.
Does that have blood on it or no?
Yeah.
Yeah, is there one with blood on it?
Doug only wants stuff with blood on it.
Same here.
$4,000
for his ties.
Yeah, no thanks.
This looks like some, Nantucket.
I mean, I'm sure they were very nice.
At the time.
Yeah, but he's still wearing brands that are big today,
Look at
I'm
these.
Sure.
Beautiful.
Oh, those are nice.
Gorgeous.
Look at them all laid out there.
Gorgeous.
Oh, beautiful.
I'll wear this one on the left to a Mizzou tailgate. The two on the right, when I'm at a beach in the summer or whatever.
I don't need just random JFK stuff.
You sure do.
Yeah, I think you do.
Oh, that's a nice tie, Bob. Where'd you get that? Oh, it's JFK's. So
and why
it
are
auction.
You wearing it on the beach?
Yeah.
Just the tie.
Had things
just
to do.
In your swimming
trunks. I had a meeting today.
Apartment door.
Jack Ruby's apartment door, only $1,000.
How can we confirm this?
I would be in on that, I think.
Well, in order to do the auction, I mean, they have to have some kind of certification, right?
Yeah, for sure.
You can't just be like, hey.
You can't just make shit up.
I don't know. I think they're making shit up.
I want Jeremy Renner's snowplow. What? It's going to have blood on it, all right? I want
He still has it.
Is he still alive?
Yeah, the snowplow didn't get broken. He did. Snowplow's still fucking kicking, dude.
Put it on the auction
nice
block,
one.
Renner.
It's a nice
I want
one,
it.
Too.
I want everybody comes in and greets the snowplow. Mm-hmm. Oh, what is that? That's beautiful. Oh, that's the snowplow. That's what that is.
Right.
That's the snowplow.
Let enough time pass,
Jeremy
though.
Renner. Is it too soon to talk about the snowplow?
For it to be cool.
Maybe.
Yeah, I know. It's still annoying every time I hear
it. People love a good comeback story, though, from a leg injury. I watched Tiger Woods this morning. You're going to have to pop up a picture for Jesse here. Is he on all the gas or just all the gas?
Yeah, they allowed him to go on the gas again.
They did?
Probably.
I'm sure if you're going to rehab a like
I haven't seen him in like
completely amputated leg
6 or 8 months.
He's fine now.
He looks said he's like gonna he's play on once all, month now. All the steroids that one could be
said
on.
Said 2024 right now. Once a month he's going to play.
Go to Twitter, Bob. That's not going to do it, Bob.
Just go to Twitter.
I don't know.
You got to go to Twitter, Bob.
He had a press conference today.
He did, man. And he looked fucking... the hat looked too small for his head. Like, he's starting to get Bonds-ish.
No. Go to the videos of him walking.
Yeah, man. It's nuts. I mean, it's
absolutely
nuts.
So one thing he did do, which, again, Renner did not do. You did it.
What?
Jamie Foxx did it. He didn't let people see actually how bad it was. You heard about it. You heard about it. You're kind of like, oh, really?
He was limping and stuff at tournaments.
He was limping, but you never.
Look at Tiger.
He didn't like send pictures. You know, he didn't have like pictures from the hospital. He didn't have somebody take a picture of the mangled leg that was gone. You know what I mean? You just were kind of like, oh, how
I actually suggested he cut his leg off.
Did they really?
No, I said he should.
Oh, maybe. And bendy leg it?
By the way, they might have.
They might have said, hey, let's chop that little stomper off. By the way,
and then
of,
all the rehab that he's been doing is just trying to like walk kind of normal on a prosthetic.
Yeah. By the way, speaking of bendy legs, your boy got out over the holidays.
I know.
Blade Runner?
Yeah, Blade Runner. He got his parole.
Yep.
They're going to release him January 4th. I guess at 10 years, you're allowed to do whatever.
You get 10 years for murder?
Yeah.
15
South Africa
was all he'd got. And so what they shaved off?
5 years.
5 years.
He was teaching Bible study in jail, I guess.
They were like, good behavior.
But I read this article of like his time in jail and everything that's happened since. So the dad died. Do you know that? He died a year
ago.
His
dad?
Oh. No, hers. The chick he killed. The dad died, and then they interviewed the mom, and they were like, how do you feel about all this? And she was just like, I'm exhausted with it. It's been my life. Fuck that guy. I don't care anymore. I want to move on with my life. And then they did a piece on him when he was in jail. And I guess he got the shit kicked out of him a couple times. So it wasn't like he was a model inmate either. And they're shaving 5 years off. Apparently, one of it was over a phone call. He was using the phone too long or something. And he was like, fuck you. And the guy was, whoever was in the jail with him was like, no, you don't have legs, so fuck you.
Well, he was
kicked the shit out of him.
He was in a South African jail, correct?
Yeah.
Yeah, I just imagine it's that pit in Dark Knight Rises.
It's not,
right.
It's not the greatest. I mean, where he was living, where this happened, even the murder, was like very, very dangerous.
Oh, the part of town, not his house, right?
Not his house, but his house, the amount of security they had to have around his house just because right outside the fence was, what was it, Cape Town? I don't know where he was living.
Bob, do you got a pic of it? Looks like you got some jailhouse pics, brother.
Yeah, I mean, here's a pic of his cell.
Go to the picture of him playing soccer.
Yeah, so here's a picture of his cell. Looks like a jail cell.
It's prison.
Yeah, but he's by himself.
He's by himself, at least.
Which is great, yeah.
A roommate would suck, dude.
He's playing soccer here.
Now, that's weird.
How so?
Oh, look at that, because the guy, he just scored a goal. Hey, man, did Pistorius just score on you? Yeah. You know he doesn't have legs, right? I know. I'm just a little rusty. My skills are rusty at soccer.
Yeah, but he competed in normal Olympics.
He did, but like, how do you kick a soccer ball with bendy legs?
Was he normal Olympics or Paralympics?
No, he was. So that
he
was
did
that
both.
Was yeah. That was the whole.
So he did his whole goal was like. So he did. He killed in Paralympics and was like, I think I could fucking. And then he killed after, but like, yeah.
Killed in the
he's
real
like,
Olympics.
I think I can do it. Now look, he didn't win or anything, but the fact that
he got
he
to
was
the semifinals,
even fucking,
he got the semis
on the level,
yeah.
And then people were like, that's cheating. And he was like, what?
Yeah. I kind of do think it is.
What?
Boy, don't know that we're doing that today, man.
You could make those legs like better than real legs.
Okay, boy. And I hear you. And they did all of the tests after some fucking dude said that it was cheating.
That's why I said Tiger should cut his leg off and just have one of
bendy
legs.
One robotic leg.
Yeah.
And then have him come back.
Just be a little cyborg.
Do you think that he did it, but he's not going to tell anybody because he doesn't want to like be put into like.
I could see Nike doing it for sure. In the lab up there, just building Tiger's dream leg.
That's what I mean, but like he has to keep it covered all the time because they'll start to be like...
It's like Dolly Parton in her sleeve tattoos where she's always wearing long sleeves.
Right.
Yeah. I think it's totally plausible. Yeah, and Nike, if I'm him, I'd do it.
Nike could do that.
Fuck yeah, Nike could do it,
I think,
right?
Nike already like uploaded Phil Knight's conscious.
Did they really?
Probably. It's probably uploaded somewhere.
Man, that sounds fun. I want it. Is that for sale? Can I buy just a copy of that? Let's see what's on there. I just kind of want to roll through the hard drive. I watched the movie. Now I'm curious. Now I'm really curious about it. But with Oscar here, Bendy Legs, they said he's getting out and he's going to a luxurious mansion. I guess his uncle or whoever that was.
Mm-hmm.
Still alive, still has the mansion. He's going to chill there. I think he's on house arrest or something for like maybe a year. And he's got to do like, I don't know, some probation, community service or whatever. So who knows?
Okay.
The weird thing is he's pretty young.
Yeah.
37,
dude.
Yeah.
Like, it's not like I thought he would be, you know, 50 or whatever. And then I was like, I read the age and I was like, shit, I mean, he's got an entire life to live.
I know. He could do the OJ route.
Sure could. Hello, Twitter worlds. It's me, Bendy Legs. And then he could make betting picks for the upcoming Olympics next summer.
Yeah.
And that would be awesome.
Yeah.
Spiced it up. Let's get Bendy Legs out there, you know? Sure. Get him back on the track, see what happens.
Right.
What if he competed again and made it?
I don't think he can.
Why not? I don't think those legs were ever outlawed, were they?
Do they let...
Not to my knowledge.
No, me neither. Yeah.
Do they let felons compete?
I don't think if you murdered somebody, it matters. If you served your time, right? OJ's on podcasts, man. I don't know.
You can be on podcasts.
Ray Lewis has a job in the NFL.
Does he?
Yeah, he does. But he was not guilty. I mean,
yeah, he was found not guilty. So he's being released, but he's still a felon.
Yeah.
Unless he was totally cleared.
No, you're right.
Yeah.
OJ was cleared. Just saying, Jesse.
But I think that's why he's able to do everything. If you're found guilty.
Well, they did get him on the robbery, so.
Yeah, but he served his time.
He did. He's out.
And I don't think that was a felony.
And he looks great.
I'm pretty sure it was a felony.
It was a felony.
It was armed robbery, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, and he stole, I think, over, I don't know, $10,000 worth of merch.
Of his own stuff.
His own merch, yeah. It was his own. He was just getting it back.
Yeah.
Oh, Juice. Uncle Juice, you know? It's sad. It's sad, isn't it?
Yeah, you feel sorry for him?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sales are up, by the way, for Matthew Perry's biography.
Yeah, I heard it's really good.
That's what I heard, too. Everybody was kind of chatting about it. And I was like, shit, man, that's right. It came out, 3 weeks before he died?
No. Hmm. It was close. A while before, right?
Hmm. It was pretty close. Maybe it's for book sales.
It was a while before.
What, Jesse? Maybe it's for books? No, it's. I don't think it was that...
It was released July 21st, 2022. Because I remember there was a whole fucking thing. Remember the whole Keanu Reeves controversy?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, you're kind of looking at three-ish months there. But a bunch of people were reading it over the holidays and listening to the audiobook and shit. And I heard it's pretty goddamn good. I'll check it out for sure. I don't know what else is out there that I really want to get down on here for the holidays.
As far as what?
Book-wise. You know, usually there's a book that I want every Christmas, and I'm not sure who it is. I don't really give a shit about Jada Pinkett Smith.
Oh, I already got you Worthy. Signed. Hardback.
She really, you know,
I really
went
thought
all out
that
for
would
it.
Have been, I know.
Yeah. All right.
I really thought that would have been a fun thing, but okay.
You can get that for $1 in about a week.
I'll return that.
We have the Barbra Streisand thing coming out. Jesus Christ.
Oh, that's right.
I am going to do the audiobook. I'll give it a go. I know we joked about it on the show, but I'll give it a go for an hour or two and see how it shakes out there. When does that drop, Bob? What's the
actual
date?
For an hour or two, that's like the prologue.
Yeah, right?
What's the date?
Yeah, what's the date of that book?
It's out.
Oh, it is? Shit. All right.
Yeah, November 7th.
Damn. All right, Babs. I wonder how that one's doing.
Let me check.
Because everybody's dumping a lot of money into these things. Britney's did really well. So
it sold 55,000 copies in the first week in the U.S.
Yeesh. That is not great for Babs. I think a lot of people just don't remember her. You know?
Oh, wait. Hold on.
Bob?
Oh, yeah, no, that's the one. Okay. My name is Barbara. Just making sure it's the right one.
All right, yeah, because the other one I read about that's coming up is, I guess the fucking, it's either Meghan, I think it's Meghan Markle. She's got a book coming out. And I'm like, oh, my God.
Oh, that's right.
And they're going to move to Los Angeles right around the release of the book and some other things. And I'm like,
where do they
shit.
Live now?
I think it was Montecito, right?
Oh.
Yeah.
What a big move.
Well,
what?
The strikes are over, and my guess...
Oh, she's going to do
a big move. You got the book.
She's going to do
Suits reboots. And I know you're psyched about that.
Mm-hmm.
If you could have an audition for that, but Meghan Markle's in it, do you do it?
I don't audition anymore.
Oh, okay, cool. But
offer only.
Offer only.
Yeah.
All right,
yeah.
So let's say somebody gives you a role in that.
Mm-hmm.
And you've got a scene with Meghan Markle. Do you say yes or no?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sure.
Okay. What if you guys became homies in real life and you actually liked her? Would that shock your mind?
There's no chance.
Positive? Okay.
Positive.
All right. But you could do scenes and everything would
be
fine.
Yeah, I'm sure it'd be fine. But I don't... Me and like very sincere people don't get along. Do you know what I mean? Like if you're very sincere about everything that you say and there's no hint of sarcasm at all or like, you know, everything's very serious.
Yeah.
We can't. I don't know what that conversation would be.
No, I understand.
Yeah.
I understand. But I thought, you know, maybe once you just flip out on her for all the shit, you know, where it's like you're a little liar, something like that. Because your hatred for her runs deep.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah. It'd be weird to picture it, you know? But I'm glad to know that you would bury the hatchet and do a nice little scene on Suits. Because it's coming back. And you can't stop it.
I know.
Nothing's doing well.
I know.
The latest Disney movie, Wish, took the kids to see that over the weekend. Man, bombed again. It might be just Disney now at this point.
What was wrong with it?
So 10 out of their last 13 movies have bombed. And they're trying to figure out what it is. Look, I watched it, and it was their big holiday thing. All the characters were on the cups. We were all doing Wish and all that other stuff. I just think it's a simple... the animation isn't as great as, like, those old Pixar movies with the ogre and shit. What do we got then?
Shrek? Shrek is DreamWorks, not Pixar.
Okay, so, well, whatever it is, right? I don't know why you can't go back to that and have the same characters kind of look like that. Like, most of the sets looked empty, where it was just kind of stars swirling around. You were like, all right, cool, man, but let's see the cool shit.
I think you should just start writing movies for kids again, maybe?
Me? I might.
No, not you. I mean, in general, right? Like, Pixar and all these animation problems, I think, are just the movies aren't targeted or meant for kids anymore.
Well, it's strange. Like, you had a whatever the town was, it was called like Rosas or something like that. I couldn't tell what it was, if they were in Spain or England or Italy. The main character was a brown girl. It was but unclear of what race she was. And then there was a king and queen. The king was Chris Pine.
Nice.
And I don't know who the queen was, but you had these a white king and queen, and the people in the town were white. So, like, I couldn't understand. I didn't know where they were or what was going on, because kings and queens were kind of only in England, I think, at the time.
Literally, no.
No, my no? God.
All over Earth.
Literally.
Every color imaginable.
Okay, so.
Has a prince, a king, a queen.
Let me rephrase that. White ones. Was it just England at that point?
No, literally every country in Europe.
Had just white kings and queens?
Yeah.
So just say where you're at.
Except for maybe France. I mean, what year does it take place in?
Well, that's the whole thing. So I don't know where it took place.
I mean,
I don't know the city. I don't know anything. Like, I didn't know where I was the entire time. And that's what was so odd about it.
Do you think that was the drugs?
It took a lot of drugs with my kid. No, I'm kidding. No, but I just, story-wise, I didn't know where I was. And I look back at what our kids like at home, with like Moana and all that stuff. It's such a well-defined world where you know where they are, even if it's made up. It's such a well-defined world and family and tradition and culture.
Even Encanto doesn't really
That was the
say,
next one I was going to say.
But it's like vaguely South America somewhere. Yep.
Yes, but the families are the same. You understand where they're at. And like those are probably our kids' two favorite movies, right?
Yes.
But the stories were good. The songs were good. You understood the dynamics and the family and all that other stuff. Like it appeared as if she was living with her grandparents and maybe the parents died or something. I couldn't figure it out. It was very odd.
You know what,
island,
though?
In the Mediterranean Sea, that's where it was.
Sure. Okay.
Now Rosas, you've lost Bob.
Rosas is an island in the Mediterranean Sea.
Okay. What's the closest country it's near?
It doesn't say.
I mean, it could be anything. Mediterranean's huge. It's like the length of America.
It just makes it like.
It could be off Spain, could be off the coast of like Egypt.
Right. And so it's like you could be whatever.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I didn't know. So I was like, all right, well, what are we protecting? What village is this? Where are we?
I think they knew this movie sucked.
You think so?
There was almost no marketing for it. I think it bombed.
Yeah.
Like there was so little marketing.
I heard nothing about that.
When you guys were going to see it, I was like, oh, yeah.
James, we got some sponsors to put this show on the air. First and foremost, ghostbed.com/drinkingbros.
What's the deal that they have going on?
50% off. I'm glad you asked. I didn't know if you were.
Yeah.
I had no idea.
Well, I just wonder how
words were going to come out of your mouth hole today.
I just wonder how long they can do that.
Until Christmas.
Okay.
All right. Yes, I know what you're thinking. Ross, a mattress won't fit down my chimney. Yes, it will. Because it comes in a goddamn box.
Oh my gosh, yeah, so true.
Boom. So if you hear Santa coming down your chimney, two Santas, well, that's the mattress as well. So
right.
It'll be there. You can get everything you want. You can get pillows, sheets, adjustable bases.
Weighted blankets.
Yeah. Anything you could think of. And it's like a mattress for your RV. Oh, shit. Joel
needs a mattress.
Is that what we're going to get Joel for Christmas? Is a little mattress
I think so,
out there for the RV?
Yep.
Huh?
Mm-hmm.
He can stretch out his toesies. Let's do it.
Yeah.
All right? We'll get it for 50% off. And then when we check out, you can stretch everything out over 3 years. If you have decent credit, you just check that box. And you're good to go there over at ghostbed.com/drinkingbros. So all you got to do, boom, put whatever you want in the cart. Promo code Drinking Bros, 50% off everything. Boom. 3-year pay as you go program. Boom. You get mattresses in your RV, dude, delivered to your house. Amazing. Next up, we got mybookie.com. Promo code Drinking Bros doubles that first deposit all the way up to $1,000. No pushes at mybookie.com. All right. We don't do that over there. It's only at Disney. Super fucking woke Disney over there. I mean, just ruining everything they do. That's crazy.
Mm.
A push in gambling? That's like stealing. That's like running into a man's house and stealing all the food out of his fridge.
Right.
And running away and not paying for it. Mm. That's nuts. You're never going to have that at my bookie. There's a million things to bet on, too. Live lines are addictive, by the way. As the game's going on, you're like, holy shit, what's going to happen here? 350 prop bets per college and NFL game. It's all a goddamn blast. Do you feel alive inside if you don't have something on these games? Probably not. So throw a little extra on there. Get off the couch. Get into the action today with mybookie.com. Promo code Drinking Bros. Doubles that first deposit all the way up to $1,000. James, last but not least, hardafseltzer.com. Where are we available? What states?
Georgia.
Yep.
Florida.
Yep.
North Carolina.
Yes. Alabama.
Tennessee.
Ohio. There you go. Otimo. I don't even know what that is. All you got to do is go to the store locator on hardafseltzer.com. Type in your city or zip and look for the closest store nearest you. All right. SEC Championship going on this weekend. Atlanta. I think we're in 300 stores in Atlanta. Go nuts. Grab a 12-pack for the game. Okay? Ohio doesn't have anything to celebrate, so you're probably going to the bars to get miserable watching Michigan play. And I understand that. If you're going to bars, though, go to the Pint House, Short North, or Urban Meyer's Pint House and just get wasted and watch these games. Still a shot Ohio State gets back in there. We'll see. Three teams have to lose, I think. It's a long shot, but we'll see what happens. I'm trying to keep people off the ledge. I don't want to see them in it, but whatever, man. The quarterback sucks. Sorry. Sorry. Either way, go get some seltzers here. Support us. Support the show. Go to hardafseltzer.com today. If we're not currently served in your state, we still ship right to your house at hardafseltzer.com. Get you some today.
But, like, other than that?
Yeah. I mean, they gave out toys with the cups, and they were asking. So when we got up to the counter, they were like, do you want the lead character? Yeah, but, do you want the lamb? Do you want, like, the thing? And I looked at my kids. I was like, hey.
That's like C-tier shit, though. Like, I, you know, I have kids.
They do that with everything.
That's bare minimum. Right? And I get served ads that reflect that now, and I barely saw anything for this. Like, it was just, I think they were just like, let's just get this out.
Has Disney just given up then? I know that the Snow White thing got pushed to 2025. I wonder if they're just throwing in the towel and they're like, I don't know.
Yeah, they're a gambling company now.
Pretty much, right?
And they're stealing people's money for pushes.
Who said that?
No, they are. They're not.
Oh, that's real?
Yeah.
So if you push against their site, it just takes your money?
Bet, yes. ESPN wins, yeah.
Oh, that's nuts, dude. You know how many pushes there is in gambling?
Oh,
shit. God damn, dude. But
for those who don't know, if you're not a sports fan or whatever, or like Jesse, I don't know if Ross has screamed about gambling at you enough for you to know this. Mm.
Yeah, she does.
Okay. Push
of what?
A tie. And tie
your usually money. Usually is not your typically money you get gets your money rolled back. Over.
Tie usually goes to the runner and it doesn't. And I guess they're just taking your fucking money.
They just take your money.
Do you remember that dirtbag place in Hollywood? It was down it was by the horse track. Did you ever go there?
I don't know what that is.
Come on. You and fucking Joel, your weird crew, you guys never went down there and smoked cigarettes inside that dirty ass casino?
Next to the horse track?
Yeah. And played poker or blackjack or any of that shit?
No. I think I know. It's like on the way to Anaheim.
Yes.
No, we've never been there.
It is gross. No. So anyways, that was the only time where I'd seen like, well, if you push against the dealer, we take your money. And I was like, what the fuck is this? And then they would put a guy at the end of the table and it was like a stranger. It would have been like Joel. And he'd sit there with a case of money and that's the bank. So the casino, I guess, because of California laws, wasn't technically allowed to be the bank. So it was a person and it was a stranger and they would sit down and then just watch you play cards. And if you lost money, it went inside their little box and they got to fucking leave with it at the end of the night.
That's terrible.
It's awful.
I play blackjack in Oklahoma. There's an ante system. Where it's like $6 for a $5 hand, they take a dollar every time.
That's the same thing, too.
Yeah.
So when we did blackjack, they took a dollar per hand. And I was like, what the fuck are we doing here? But people loved it. It was always packed. And then, you know, to round it out, did you ever go to bingo out there?
Nope.
Oh, man. That's a whole nother fucking planet. You always see those signs on the side of the road where it's like, bingo, $50,000 jackpot tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Finally, I just got sick of driving by and I was like, fuck it, let's go. I was with a buddy of mine. We went in there. Same thing with the cards. To buy the cards, that's an extra cost. To buy the marker, those giant bingo markers, that's a cost.
Mm-hmm.
You have less than 5 seconds after getting a bingo to scream out bingo or it goes to the next thing. People are screaming at each other. Stacks of cash on the table and ones.
Mm.
There's women with like 30 different cards just stamping these fucking things and then just chain smoking in there. And I was like,
love it.
I'm all done.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm all done with life. This is hell on earth right here.
Mm-hmm.
But there was one lady, dude. She won 3 fucking games, ended up winning $18,000 that night. So it was real. Yeah.
I know.
Good for her.
She had 1 foot in the grave.
I think, we talked about this before the show, but everything's just. The bar has been lowered so much.
Yeah.
For every aspect of life. I don't understand it.
It just keeps getting worse. If they're really taking pushes now, like, what the fuck, bro? I don't know what the deal is. I don't think it's going to get better here at this point. People are making money, you know? Like, the recession didn't full-on crash.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the economy didn't full-on crash. I feel like we're in a recession. But the economy didn't crash altogether here. And it's like, where are people getting this money not working hard enough?
Oh, I saw a stat today that people are eating out at restaurants more than ever in American history.
It might be cheaper.
It's cheaper than going to the grocery store.
It's cheaper. You go all the time. So, yeah. I mean, if you sit down at fucking Hat Creek for a meal, chances are it's cheaper than going to the grocery store.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it's fucking wild to see. But everybody's just kind of giving up. Even today, homeboy didn't show up for the HVAC, and you're just like, all right, sweet. You had to call somebody.
Oh, yeah. Did you have you had someone?
We had somebody else that was supposed to come. Didn't bother for 2 days.
Yeah, yeah, I called.
We had somebody who was supposed to come for the crickets, you know. He comes by, and he goes, oh, man, sir, that ladder. I don't know if then I have a ladder like this or whatever. And I go, pull it out. Mm-hmm. Let's find out. How about you not just stand there with it? Let's give it a gozies. Mm. And he puts it up there and he goes, it's an A-frame out here. This motherfucker, dude, just tried to talk me out of giving him money.
Yeah.
And it was expensive.
It's getting very European here.
Is that what they do in Europe?
I mean, they just take days off. They're just like, I don't feel like going to work today. Fuck it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Homeboy was just like, that A-frame, I'm worried about bending it. And I go, who's not worried about bending it? The owner, and that's me. I don't care. I don't care if you bend it. I don't care if your entire body gets trapped up there like Anne Frank. Just throw the cricket bomb. It's the, a fumigation bomb, and step right down and get the fuck out of here. Couldn't do it. Couldn't do it. Not only could he not do it, but he came back to me. I was in the back office, and he goes, sir, do you mind if I take this call? And I was like, is it work? Is it urgent? And he goes, it's my wife. I see a wedding ring on your hand. I bet you've done with it before. I go, sure have. She also knows that I'm at work and I can't answer the goddamn phone right now. But by all means, take a call for a job you can't do with your wife while you're here. So I'm imagining that was just to say to his boss, like, hey, man, I was there for 48 minutes and it was impossible. I couldn't do it today. I'm really sorry, John. John was like, well, we have his money already. The credit card's on file. He'll call back eventually. Mm-hmm. That's going to voicemail twice. So, yeah, Jabes, that's kind of where we're at here,
Yeah.
Joel's living in a fucking trailer. That's where we're at right now.
Somebody here is doing it right. And
a murder trailer.
Nobody but Joel.
I know. I walked back there. I think Delco had the best description of it. Was it Once Upon a Time in Hollywood?
Oh, yeah.
Brad Pitt's.
Oh, yeah, but all of them, right?
Very
good, very good.
That was the style of it right there.
Very good.
So I like it. And if you guys shoot a crime corner in there, I think it would be dope.
Yeah.
I think we
need to shoot it in there before the fixing up process happens.
Yes.
Because it needs to be like in its murder state.
Are you going to let people smoke in there, Joel?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
No, you aren't.
Sigs inside? No rules. There's no rules, he said. There's no rules. Sigs inside. You guys do a whole show where you're just ripping darts, talking about murder, and then see what happens in there.
No, we vape.
Okay. Well, you vape, yeah. I wasn't
so
aware
does
of...
So does Koopaloo.
Does he really?
Yeah.
He's a vapor, huh? I pictured him as a full heater guy.
Joel will smoke sticks.
Joel will?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it's his trailer.
Yeah, he's a dirtbag, so...
Right. Well, it has a little fan.
Oh, it's got a little fan in there?
Yeah, we also have some listeners that are here today that got to tour the first maiden tour of the trailer. That's the kind of stuff that we give you, if you come
in. When you come here, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, want to see a murder trailer? Yep. Sure.
You want to see this rape trailer?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, and they just followed us blindly out there.
I pulled up, and there was like 8 of you guys walking out back to the trailer, and I was like, all right, well, now I got to see the goddamn thing.
I know. We were so excited.
Yeah. Is it all hooked up? Water, electric, all that
Gosh,
stuff?
Gosh, I bet not. It's not even leveled. He doesn't have the jacks down. Look, you just got it, right?
Just got it.
He just got it.
Saturday.
Stuff that needs to be done.
Okay.
And it'll be a process. It'll just be a project that he works on.
That'll be fun for the winter.
Yes.
I like it. Does it have AC in it at least?
I think it has a window unit.
Ah.
Yeah, it's on the ground right now.
That's all you need. Yeah. Right in the middle of the floor?
Mm-hmm.
Plug it in and crank it up.
No, you put it in the window.
Nah, you don't need that, Joel. Don't let him talk you into it. Just leave it on the floor. Plug it in and crank it up. Works just the same.
I'll get you a solo stove to just light a fire right in the middle.
Yeah, go full on bum style.
Yeah.
Just get him a giant barrel to put out back.
The barrel will be on the side for like the cool chill area.
Uh-huh.
You're going to be jealous of that fucking setup. The sunset there is fucking awesome.
You can have a barbershop quartet sing around the fire during the winter, you know?
Gosh, I've never heard of that.
Ba-ba-da-da-da-da, or just bum hobos in an alley, just circled around that barrel, you know?
That
just
would singing. Be that would be fun. A what?
Mariachi
band.
I like that a lot. I like that a lot.
Or a jug band? Is that what they're called?
Yeah, get a
like
jug band, you know, start playing the jugs and the chest. You know?
The washboard?
Yeah, the washboard. Whatever, dude. It goes over your chest. It's just a chess piece, is all that is.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right around that old fire.
Right.
Just like the 1940s.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Taking it back.
There wasn't homeless people. They were just happy to be around a fire in an alley. Right around that huge barrel.
Yes, my gosh.
Know? And that'll be Joel now, and that's his life. So yeah. I like it. Do you guys have a crime corner today, by the way?
We have a couple different things. We do have a crime corner.
Ooh. Crime corner. This song always gets you for some reason. Like you're shocked by it every time.
Well, I think it just comes up quick where like you're talking about hobos by a fire and then you're like, are you going to do your crime corner? And
I didn't know you had one. There it is. Crime corner.
Oldie but a goodie. So
that's how you keep an audience.
So Bob, always on the ones and twos, mm-hmm. grinding 24/7, yeah. always looking for stories. I don't know if you have any more information on this, but
I do.
Okay. So the headline is Florida woman stabs her boyfriend in the eye with rabies needle for looking at other women. Now, by the way, you Oof. Guys know my new, well, it's an old irrational fear, deathly afraid of getting rabies and not knowing it
okay.
or contracting rabies. This lady
look
stabbed
at the look
her
on
boyfriend
her face,
in yeah. the eye with a rabies needle. How she acquired this. Bob, what do you got?
So Sandra Jimenez, 44, was charged with aggravated battery in connection with an incident at home with her boyfriend, according to Miami police.
Miami, of course. You yeah. knew. You knew already,
Dade
though.
County.
You knew already it was
Going
Miami.
Going down in Dade County.
Okay.
So officers responded to a hospital following a report of a man who was stabbed in the eye with a needle.
Oh.
The man told police Jimenez used their dog's rabies needles to pierce his right eyelid during an argument about him, quote, looking at other women.
God damn.
She allegedly jumped on her boyfriend while he was lying on the couch and stabbed him with the needles before leaving the home when she realized what she had done.
Damn it.
They later found her sleeping in her car outside the home.
Is that the guy, Bob?
No, is it just...
Oh,
no, that's that one.
I was like, man.
No, that's that one soap actor. Yeah. That died, I think. Okay. Cutie patootie.
Okay.
Jimenez claimed that her boyfriend's injuries were self-inflicted when she was questioned by police.
Oh, boy. And look at the look on her face.
How do you prove it, though, really, Bob? Yeah.
I mean, look at that look on her face.
That's a he said, she said kind of yeah. situation. If you don't have cameras in there.
You want me to work overtime? That's the look on her face right there. Looks like a female.
So, but when you say rabies needle, what is that for their dogs? Oh, I see. Is there some kind of medication
yeah,
you can give dogs
let's see a pic of this
for rabies
needle.
Prevention or something?
Yeah. Hold on, just a sec.
God, it's still a needle, though, right? Fuck. What happened to the dude? Did he lose his eye?
Doesn't seem that he's lost his eye, but yeah, it was just a syringe, basically. You know what I mean? Just your typical like needle for a shot or whatever.
Fuck! How are you able to see after that?
Why do you have rabies in your house on a needle?
I mean,
that's the only thing.
Man.
So basically, I mean, you know, pop the cap off this,
and then shove it in somebody's eye and squirt.
And it seems like she had a handful. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because needles was plural.
Needles.
So she was just bap, 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 bap.
Or both. Maybe both.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
So where was he looking at the girl, though? In the house?
Just
or?
In general?
No, just for, like, having a wandering eye.
Yeah, she was,
not
like,
even really cheating. She just was looking at other women.
Mm-hmm. They got home from Joe's Crab Shack, and she was like, you're looking...
I saw you looking at her.
I'm tired of you looking so much. And he was like, I'm just looking around.
I was literally looking around.
I got a lazy eye.
Yeah.
We got a lazy eye. Well, now you're not anymore.
Right.
And so she was just like, I'm sick of that excuse. Okay, you need to control yourself. And she grabbed the closest thing to her, a handful of used rabies needles, and just started stabbing the shit out of his eye.
Can we take another look at her sweater, too?
Man.
Okinawa, dude.
That's a throwback to the original Karate Kid.
She has everything that is my pet peeve, my nightmare.
What's that? The eyebrows or the Okinawa sweatshirt?
Well, she's coming at you with an Okinawa sweatshirt and then with rabies needles. Yeah. Like, it's almost like they wrote it from my nightmare.
Yeah.
Right? Anyway. The next,
Jesse hates Asians and rabies.
So. No.
Because there is Asian writing on her shirt, by the way. Was that part of it for you?
Yes.
Right. It makes sense. Fuck, dude.
No, I'm just
I don't even see that pick anymore, Bob.
I just don't know enough about either thing, rabies or Asians, and so that's what scares me.
Okay. Fair enough.
Okay. This one is a quick.
Yeah, I want to ask you, Ross.
Yeah.
Which rich people, which billionaires do it right, do you think? Like Bezos? Musk, like.
I got Bezos
whatever,
at one.
Zuckerberg, just any billionaire.
I got Bezos at one. And the other two, like Musk, I'm not sure.
Any
of.
Billionaire, no, not just them. Bill Gates, like any billionaire. Any
the Titanic guy.
Jay-Z.
The Seagate guy. You know.
Jay-Z. Was probably two for me. Like, he's doing shit that I would do. Mark Cuban. I know Shaq is getting close to there. Magic Johnson, that, you know, minus the AIDS, obviously. But
okay, well, play the song.
What do we got? Is this a real song?
This is Nature Note.
No, this is Nature Note.
Okay. We're double dipping today for you guys. This is big time.
Lucky.
I nailed it. Shits. I didn't know after like 6 days off if I would be able to nail that, but I did.
Yeah, no, you got it. Yeah, you got it.
Thank you, guys.
Anyway, the answer to the question, all your answers are wrong. The rich people who do it right as in terms of being rich, mm-hmm. Saudi princes.
Every single time.
You know.
They will one up your Zuck, your Musk.
Yeah, yeah. Is this a plane full of cocks?
This is a plane full of pet falcons that a Saudi prince decided to fly.
Yeah, they do what they want.
Wow.
They do anything they want.
Holy shit.
To put a falcon on a plane and fly it.
Bravo. How do you look at the fucking media on this goddamn thing? When you look up at text messages, how do you do it? How do you look at all the media there? I got a weird Saudi video.
How do I look at all the media?
Yeah, under one person's name. I've seen you do it in the past.
Oh, yeah. Go to info and then go down. Was it a link?
No, it was a video. It was an actual video.
So go to the person's name.
Okay.
Click on their name.
Right, click on their name. Great. Then go to info.
Sure.
And then if you keep scrolling down, it's going to show like every picture they sent you, every video, link.
Perfect.
Got it?
Because you're right. They do exactly what the fuck they want to do. I've never seen this right here. But a homie of ours just got back from there and he was just like, I can't put it into words. But yeah, dude, this is fucking nuts.
Just so, really quick, why were they doing that, Bob?
Because they can.
It was literally because you can?
No, he paid for the 80 Falcons.
Uh-huh. Somewhere else.
He paid for their tickets. this image started going viral.
Paid for
the birds
chicken.
Are hawks, not or but they're more. He
they're
said
falcons.
They're hawks, but they're falcons. Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
Because they're falconers, they do the falconing thing.
Oh, okay, okay, okay.
Transporting falcons in the Middle East is apparently a pretty common practice. They train them to hunt. It's like a sport almost. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like they train them. They have competitions for it and stuff like that. So it's a really old sport, actually.
Are they falconers then?
Is yeah, that... they're falconers, okay. Basically. Yeah.
Perfect.
A representative for the airline. Said that falcons have to have their own seat and are placed on a cloth to avoid accidents. So likely this guy was just taking them to a competition or to show them off to his bro. He's like, bro, I'm putting all 80 falcons. Mm-hmm. I'm putting all my falcons, bro. It's yeah. fine. Okay. Bro, you don't even know. I can do whatever I want.
How many falcons were on this plane total?
80.
80 falcons
total. And there's still human beings on this plane as well.
Of
like
course.
There are other people sitting. Like imagine like a baby gets sat next to you and you're like, oh boy.
I know.
Instead, a Saudi prince puts 80 falcons.
But right. it appears as if they're all princes. Were you able to do it, Jesse?
Hang on one second.
That's weird, right?
Also, not the first time. Here's a different picture of a different group of falcons being flown on a different Middle Eastern airline.
Yeah.
No way.
Why are you surprised?
I guess I
and,
shouldn't
and the
be
answer,
anymore.
Yeah, the answer to the question, like, oh, why? It's just like, because they can.
Right. Mm-hmm. Like in America, you know, it's like, oh,
there's reasons
I shared a flight with an Atlanta falcon. And
so
here it's
right.
Oh, I shared a flight.
Me
with.
And
but
Rob,
dump. What?
Me and Rob have a friend that used to do. He used to like lead people on hunts in South Africa, and a couple Saudi princes and stuff would kind of come down just to go on hunts. And this one guy wanted to hunt this, I believe, certain cat that was kind of endangered, and they're like, we can't do that. You know, that fucking animal's endangered. And he's like $1 million. So they're like, all right, fine, we'll do it. Kills the cat, and they're like, hey, you want this? You want to like skin it? You want to eat it? You want it? And he's like, no.
And just
left.
Makes sense. Makes sense, you know?
And just
why not? Just leave at that point. If you're rich enough, you can just leave.
He literally just wanted the act of killing
just
an
wanted
endangered.
To kill an endangered animal and then just like no you can do whatever you want with it I'm done here.
Why not?
The other thing from this Bob is that I guess the falcons can have special passports.
Yes, the falcons
the UA, yeah
the falcons have their own passports. Let me see if I can find a picture of the bird passport
animals.
This is literally like bird law from It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
Bird law.
Bird law.
Maritime.
Bird law.
Yeah, bird law. Okay. Okay. Sorry, that was the last. There's a couple things in there that are crazy, but is that a bird passport right there, that picture?
Yes, this is a falcon passport for the United Arab Emirates.
Okay.
Bird law.
I don't think the average American doesn't realize how much money is over there.
And nonsense.
Nonsense.
Yeah.
Also nonsense. I don't think we realize like how much nonsense.
So my buddy wasn't allowed to take this video. He did. And now it just disappeared from the phone. Like, I wonder if there is something where they're just like,
did
hey,
you
dude.
Go to the photos?
Yeah,
or
I did.
You just not find
I it? Did. Went to the photos and there's no video anymore. It doesn't exist. And I remember the conversation. It doesn't exist anymore. But it was some fucking weird, rich ass shit where I was like.
Were you on a thread?
No. No, I sure wasn't. Solo, and I couldn't believe it. But to your points, they're so rich over there that none of this matters whatsoever. And it's just on a whim.
But it's also kind of seems like toddlers with money, right? Like your buddy's video was like Frank Sinatra.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Or like...
They wanted an alive
flying
Frank
falcon.
Sinatra today.
You know.
Yeah.
So it's just stuff that you just go, what, bro?
Yeah. Yeah.
What, bro?
I know. We did, I told this story. We did one movie with them. And they were like, hey, they're going to fly over for the day with Ferraris and shit, take pictures with celebrities, take you guys to a club, and then leave and go home, and you'll never see them again. It was like, all right, holy shit.
That sounds normal.
Not
you know
really.
What I mean?
For one
Ferraris.
Day? One day flight?
Yeah, but to go to clubs, Ferraris, whatever, whatever. If they then said, you're going to now get on a plane with us and we're going to have a bunch of falcons. Do you want to hop the falcon plane?
By the way,
you have your bird port?
This is a great question because I think you get bored with this shit. Like,
I don't
know why you would want to do like Ferraris. Like, I'm sure they've already done it. Why do that again? You know?
But I could wrap my head around that.
You know what's funny about this too? So the birds are in coach. So this prince is flying animals next to probably people he considers animals.
Yeah, because you could see some people there.
There's a bunch of and then like every other.
Well, what are you gonna do? Fit like 80 falcons onto like 7 seats?
No.
Well, I'm surprised that they just didn't rent out the plane and then have the falcons by themselves, unless those guys are.
The falcons aren't their problem right now. The falcons are the staff's problem, and they're the fuckers sitting around them problem.
Yeah, do they have to like serve them?
I don't know how this works.
I love
uncaged. It and it's awesome, but I'm sure you do this shit once or twice, you're kind of over it at that point where you're like, all right, what else could you possibly fuck with anymore? I'd go back to the top of the show with the JFK shit and just be like, all right, let's start buying that.
I don't know, I just hate when people bring their dogs on planes.
So do I. Jesse and I saw a massive one in the last flight, and I was like, what the fuck are you going to do with that thing?
Yeah.
And it had the little vest on and all that other shit. The dude was totally normal. It wasn't military or anything. And he just walks on with this huge-ass fucking dog. And I was like, it's a fifth grader is what he walked on the plane with. And I was like, what are you going to do with that? Turns out he's with his lady, and he stuffed that thing between his legs. And for 3 hours, this huge head just sat in his lap while the dog sat on the floor. And I was like, man,
yeah,
that's miserable.
Yeah.
I don't want to do that at all.
Yeah.
You know, let alone falcons. Holy shit. I hope those people were the falconers. Because otherwise, if those are just fucking strangers, man.
These are absolutely strangers.
They're absolutely strangers. Fuck are they going to say?
They're absolutely not strangers.
I don't think they're strangers.
What do you think
it's
are?
It's 2-2.
I just think they're people that work for the guys that are sitting in first class.
Yes. That's what I think too.
Actually, Bob, I mean, that's possible,
that's
right?
That's possible too. Yeah,
you sit in the back with my falcon while I have
you got to have a couple humans with the falcons, right?
A couple.
There's a bunch of humans in the back of that thing.
You can't just leave the falcons.
Bro, you go sit with my falcon, all right? Bro, go back and sit with my falcon. I like the stewardesses there. Pan up to those stews. Are they giving the falcons instructions on how to get out of the plane and what to do? Because they would fly away.
Yeah. Are you able to assist in an emergency situation?
The people.
The falcons aren't.
That's what I'm asking.
Yeah.
Are they sitting in the...
They're not. But if the goddamn door of that thing got sucked off into the night, all those falcons would live. The rest of those people wouldn't.
Right.
You know, unless they're chained down.
I just don't like they didn't think the falcons wanted to like see anything on the, watch anything.
Yeah, they shut the windows. Or they would go right through the window.
Mm. Elijah brings up a good point. Think of all the shit on the seats.
Oh, God. Endless.
But, yeah.
Endless bird shit all over the seats. God bless it, man. That would be terrible.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess you got to transport them somehow. So if it's a live falcon competition and you got to take your falcon somewhere, yeah, bring your little dude and then just put a couple falcons next to him. Beak it up.
Yeah, but if you trained them, couldn't they just fly to where they're supposed to go?
Not sure how far it is, Jesse.
Yeah.
God knows where all these falcon competitions are going on. I've never been invited. I can tell you that. I'm not happy about it. That's how poor I am. I've never been to a falcon competition, you know?
Jesse,
know.
Would you be impressed by a man who was a falconeer?
If the falcon, could do all the things that, you make falcons do when you're a falconer?
Mm-hmm.
Falconeer, is that what you said?
Falconeer.
Falconer.
Falconer.
They practice falconry?
Yes. There's a lot of falconry going on over
there. I'd be impressed, yeah.
First date impressed?
You hate birds. There's no way.
Would you have to warm up to it?
I hate birds, but if you're a falconer.
Did you ever in the past date somebody with a bird?
No.
Exactly.
No, I know. But it's
weird.
But they're not keeping the falcon in the house. It's like a skill, right? It's a real thing.
Yeah,
what if they didn't tell you and then as you're on the date, he just puts his arm out and the falcon comes to him?
Yeah.
That would be impressive, no?
For the first time.
If you
time,
were just like, whew,
yeah.
Right?
And then it's like, all right, where does that
goddamn
thing
live? And it brought something from the house that I forgot or something, you know?
A bottle of wine.
I don't know what they grab or do.
He just comes flying down with a condom.
A brick of Swiss
cheese.
Right,
something
yeah.
like.
Yeah, and you're like, oh,
it
all right.
Can be quite impressive, falconry. It really.
You and your wife got divorced. What happened? She met a falconer. And, you know.
I don't think you can recover from that. Yeah.
No. I don't think so either.
Your wife leaves you for a falconer.
I don't think so either. That would be a tough life, man. Oh, yeah. If it was like Clooney or something, fine. But a falconer.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't know, man.
But have you seen falconers do their falconry?
I have
in front of you,
and I'm still kind of unsure. Right, it's really impressive. Other than throw the bird off the arm and then have it
break it down. Break it down. What it really is?
Yeah. What are they doing with these goddamn things?
So when you're,
what's the sport?
What you train these falcons to do is Bob Delco
hunt. It's like a hunting competition.
Mm. Yeah, but what are they hunting?
No, they're spying.
No. Yeah. Yeah. You can train them to be like spies too.
Okay.
Basically. In a very like simple sense, you're training them to go somewhere, do something, and fly right back to your arm, no?
Or if you're like a jewel thief, maybe have the falcon kind of go in and steal a little big jewel.
Swoop in and kind of snatch it out of the bag there. Yeah, that'd be fun. Say, ooh, here's a ruby. I got you a ruby, Matt and Master. Yeah. It'd be fun, I guess.
I just don't think anyone can really define, like, tell me what it is.
No,
right
no, nobody's got a clear description over there. Other than the falcon flies around and then lands back on your
arm. I don't think we can afford it.
Well,
just tell me what it is.
No, I just think a falconeer. It's just like you got to have money
to even know what it is. Yeah.
We can't.
That makes sense. There's a book.
We can't afford to even know what it is.
Oh, falconry is actually an extracurricular activity offered at. So on brand, the United States Air Force Academy.
There you go.
Right. And then what is it? What is it?
Well, for them, it's probably more just letting them, you know, fly and come back.
You can't find it. They keep falconry
secret.
And the definition of it.
The liberals don't want us to
under
know.
Under lock and key, huh?
There's a handbook. And then I want you to know. It's on a need-to-know basis, and Jesse doesn't need to know. So I get it. I know what it is.
What?
We'll see how you act later.
Oh my gosh, I'm going to have to get on YouTube.
We'll see how you act later and whether or not I decide to tell you.
Ruben, are you there? Just explain it.
He doesn't know.
Yes, he does.
Ruben,
I bet he does
know.
Ruben
doesn't know what falconry is. I'm sorry.
Fucking Bob knows too, but he's not telling me.
Bob does not know.
Yeah, he does.
I'm having a hard time. I mean, it's like a hunting competition, I'm pretty sure, with them.
So Jacob Nickel in the chat here is saying
falconry.
They
what
hunt
is it?
Small game like rabbits.
And do what? Bring
Boom.
It back to you?
I guess.
There's something like that. Bring it back to you?
Wait, Joel keeps saying RFK is a falconer.
Is that real?
Could be. He could have practiced a little.
The real one or the kid?
We're just going to have Rob look it up. Come on, Rob. Just do the goddamn Google search. Do your job one time.
No. I'm with Bob on this. I don't think Jesse needs to know. Matter of fact, we should end the show before she finds out.
They hunt small game like rabbit. Okay, fine. But like...
That was to throw you
off
the
trail. I know it's a whole...
Oh, here we go. RFK Jr. It's Jr. Okay. I thought it was the dead one.
Been doing it his whole life.
There you go. Look at that.
Kissing a falcon.
I imagine when you say RFK now, you mean Jr.
No, I don't. I don't.
Do you think
there's a reason why it's Junior? Look at that. Look at the look in his eyes. It's the same as the falcon.
Do you think this is what happened to his throat? Falconry accident?
This is how we locked down Cheryl Hines.
Maybe.
Yes.
This is how we got Cheryl Hines.
Look at that, dude. That's strapping young man out.
Okay, so you like take it out with you, the falcon.
Yeah.
Now imagine.
The falcon goes out.
Wait.
Grabs a little rodent, brings it back to you. You do what?
No.
What the fuck?
You tear the head off, all right?
Okay.
What if somebody proposed to you with a falcon? It came down with the ring.
Before, I mean...
Oh, no. You couldn't get to the proposal stage. This is too... Look at that. And what's the leather helmet they make
hood
the falcon wear?
It's to keep them from flying off and not obeying you, basically.
Yeah,
oh,
like...
Oh, boy. That's not fun. Look at that. There's a kid there. They're trying to show all these like fun, flirty pictures with the falcon.
Oh, here. Damn, you can't rewind on Instagram videos. But look, there it is. They're killing other birds.
Yeah.
So that's another thing.
They'll
hunt, birds as well.
That's fine.
Birds, rabbits.
So like,
none of that's really
when you're training these things, it's such a long, it's an insane process.
It's a lifestyle.
The investment and the reward seems
very small.
Yeah.
I guess if you don't understand.
Like the amount of time.
Yeah, if you don't understand it like her. Yeah. Sorry about that, Jessica. You'll know one day.
The amount of time that you spend training these birds to grab a rat.
Yeah.
another bird. Look at that. That's an aerial combat kill right there.
Oh. So it's entertainment.
Look it.
It's entertainment, right?
Look it.
Wait, yeah, how long dude. Do falcons live?
80, 90 years, probably.
I also love that that's like a campaign video right
it
there.
It sure is, for Kennedy 24.
I think it's fucking impressive.
I did, too.
10 years.
I did, too.
10 years average lifespan.
I don't know that I can watch another 10 minutes of RFK Jr. and his Falcon, but it was
I
fun
like
the first
it.
Time.
Wait, Falcons only live 10 years?
That's not real.
Yeah,
that's not real.
It's got to be longer.
80
it takes
years?
That
think
long?
It's a flying
I know, but it takes that long to like train them.
I know.
And then you get 1 year of rat.
They're quick learners.
9 years of training, 1 year of flying.
1 year of, like someone said, Kurt Cobain shotgun said it's like aerial fox hunting. That makes sense to me.
Right. I mean, does it? Not really.
Yeah, where it's like you just train these dogs or whatever for so long and then you just...
Now let's take this back to Saudi Arabia. What are these goddamn falcons doing in the desert? What are they grabbing
those
out there?
Those are spies. Mm. Which falcons have been used to do as well.
Yeah.
So I think
that's are you
positive
on that?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, we're going to need to fact check Jesse on that one.
People don't know this, but Delco, they actually...
That's true.
I'm looking at it right now. Falcons can kind of sniff out where oil is.
Oh, maybe that then that makes sense over in Saudi Arabia. Hey, bro, go find me my oil, you know? And then they dig it up. They put their little claws in the sand and kind of dig up where the oil is. And
maybe
it
a good investment
in
Texas, yeah.
Could be. Could be. Mm-hmm. We'll look into it. How much does a falcon run you these days? What you reckon on that? What's one falcon worth?
Oh, to get a good, like a good falcon?
Is it on Craigslist? Can we get a falcon off Craigslist?
$450.
Falcon breeds, wide range of prices. Some smaller species like the American Kestrel, you can get for like $200. While the Gear Saker, which is a common falconry falcon, is in upwards of $15,000.
Yeah, the training's going to really get you.
Let's fuck that. Let's get the little one. How much was that?
$200 for the American Kestrel Falcon.
It's going to be disobedient, though.
Yeah, but you're going to have to pay the falconer for the falconry.
I don't. I'll do
You'll
the falconing
do it yourself?
On my own. Yeah, I'll falcon that thing on my own. I don't need some other dude trying to out falcon me. If I buy the falcon, I want the falcon. I'll take the falcon home and then I'll falcon that fucking thing myself.
You can't get falcon cucked.
Yeah. No, this is all about me and the falcon. $200, huh? Look on Craigslist, Bob. See if you can get me a falcon for $200.
I bet you can watch YouTube videos and learn.
No, I want the real goddamn thing.
No, I'm saying
you could learn how to falcon.
Learn how to be a falconeer.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Raptorsforsale.com.
Exactly. All right. Anywhere. It's got to be near here, right? I bet you there's a bunch of falcons in Texas.
Oh, they don't have any Kestrels currently. Let's see.
Bob dropping breeds like he knows all
the
falcon breeds.
What if we just catch a falcon? Let's just go catch a falcon.
I'm down. We could
go outside every day and just put our arm up.
Or you can go to the Atlanta game
and then just take
the Atlanta Falcon.
See if one lands.
Yeah,
one
see if
day.
You're the chosen.
There we go.
Yeah.
29 to 129.
No, that was to sponsor one at like a fucking zoo or some bullshit.
Oh, I'm not doing that.
Well,
dude.
Obviously,
I want
we're
it.
Not doing that.
I'm not sponsoring
sponsor
a falcon.
Sponsor one at a zoo?
That's crazy. I want the goddamn falcon. Are you on Reddit right now? Let's get into some backwoods dark internet shit and try to get a falcon up here.
So actually, they're saying you got to trap one
in the sky.
I mean, it's like Avatar, dude. You can't. You got to fucking
in the sky.
Is there falcon food? Well, you could shoot those nets.
Falcon food is just meat, man.
Is it?
Yeah.
All right. It doesn't seem.
Falcon food is your fucking eyeballs, dude.
Falcons for sale. All right, where is this? On Global Poultry?
Globalpoultry.co. Globalpoultry.co Limited.
We've talked ourselves into me wanting a falcon now.
Yeah, dude. You've got a dog. What's the difference? Oh, look at that. You can put it in a little cage.
Falcon might be more useful.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude. I say when that dog goes, you get
go deep into falcons.
Falcon.
Yeah.
Apartment falcon.
Is there an apartment falcon?
There's going to be.
He can catch wild game, and then I just eat whatever he catches.
All right.
Rabbit every night.
Squirrel.
Yeah, why not? Fuck it. Damn it, I'm all in now. I want a falcon for
Christmas. Can you train them for whatever? Like, can you train them to attack people breaking into your car every night?
100%.
Oh, wow.
Just scratch 100%. Their eyes out?
Yeah, scratch their fucking eye out, and then you just hear this.
I'll tell you who's never going to fuck with your shit again.
Exactly.
Someone that gets attacked by a falcon when he's training.
Dude. A falconer.
The guy breaks into my car, and then he turns around. In the back seat, there's a falcon.
Yeah.
And then the falcon comes. He flies back in your window with the guy's eyeball in his hand.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
That would be fucking dope, dude.
Just saying.
Let's get a falcon for Christmas.
Can we only talk about falcons moving forward?
Probably. Yeah. I don't even know.
I think we're going to have to.
Probably have to rename the show. Falcon, you know?
The Falconry Revolution. And it rolls right off the tongue.
And then at the top of the show, we just put on that long leather.
We're just
arm,
always wearing the leather, going like, yeah. Just waiting for a falcon to come back.
And it's just dead air, and then we're waiting for that falcon to come down.
Mm-hmm.
Falcon Fridays.
Falcon Fridays, and it's a dead silence.
Yeah. And then we just wait for the falcon on Patreon, and it's just like this, you know? There we go. There we go.
We could get into some kind of algorithm of falconry videos.
It could also
be fun.
Be a tax write-off, right? We could just have a little falcon bring a hard AF can down.
Train them to deliver hard AF.
Yeah,
that should be our delivery service, because you know Amazon's going fucking drones. Fuck that shit. Yeah.
We got falcons.
Army of falcons bringing you a case of hard AF.
Yes.
Yep.
It'd be great. Hard
you
AF
probably won't
down
get
from
it,
sky.
But it's cool.
It will get
to think
there
about
falcons
maybe.
Know what they're doing. Jesse, and I trust them more than FedEx, right? I do.
For sure.
If there was an extra charge on Amazon for, all right, 2-day, 3-day, and then Falcon.
Day?
Yeah.
Falcon day?
Like 6-day, where it's just like, cool, I'd wait on my porch all day for that Falcon to arrive. That'd be a blast, you know? What are you doing out there, hon? You know, I got some tongue depressors off of Amazon, but I paid for that Falcon delivery, so I'm going to sit on the porch.
I'll get a Falcon screech to throw on the board.
Oh, please
do. Yes.
Please do. Man, we've gone all in today, haven't we?
On Falcon.
And this started with, I'll get you whatever you want for Christmas at the top of the show. And I think we've found it.
Yep.
So Christmas morning, when you climb down the stairs, you know, in your feety pajamas, you get violently attacked by a falcon.
With the leather
and I say
still
Merry
on.
Christmas.
Yeah. So it's just like not even knowing what it's doing. Thank you.
We learned a lot today, kids. We're not just podcast hosts. We're educators here.
By the way, Ruben, this is why we love him so much.
What do you say?
Hard A Falcon.
Oh, yeah.
That's what the F stands for.
Hard ass Falcon,
Ruben,
dude.
Ruben, you win. You win. Hard A Falcon.
Falcon, yeah.
Get you guessed it.
Special flavor for it and everything. Man, I'm in. Let's do it. Appreciate you tuning in, kids. Go to iTunes, rate the show a 5-star, and leave a quick review. Also, head on over to Spotify. It's just a 5-star, and you can walk away, brother. For Jesse Wiseman, a.k.a. The Jables, I'm Ross Patterson. This is the Revolucion. Buenos tardes, everyone.
Good afternoon.